Elvis had different codes of behavior for different Stephen, girls.
This is a reminder.
With Anita Seconds Wood, his most serious girlfriend of the pre-Army 50s, he was said to be technically perfect.
Pretty interesting name for a girl, too, Anita Wood.
Elvis's family assumed that he would marry her, but he never stayed completely faithful to her or to any woman. I remember at one time, it was kind of funny, says a high school friend who became more than a friend with Elvis.
Okay.
She says, while Anita, one of Elvis's early girlfriends, went out shopping, when she was gone, Elvis brought another girl upstairs. He was fooling around with her in the bedroom until all of a sudden one of the guys called and said, "Hey, Elvis, here comes Anita. If you could look through the window, it was a straight drop to the ground. We put a ladder up the window. He just let the girl climb down first and waited about 5 minutes, then went downstairs. Anita came in and went upstairs, and of course, Elvis wasn't there. He walked around to the back of the house, came upstairs behind her, and he said, 'Oh, you're home. It's great to see you.'"
The mafia protecting Elvis once again.
Elvis would do this all the time. 4 weeks after Gladys died, that's Elvis's mom,
right?
Private Presley was shipped overseas to Germany. When his mom was alive, Elvis had kept his sexual shenanigans largely under wraps. Now Europe provided the perfect setting for the 23-year-old's libido to come out. As one of his friends remembers, Elvis just let loose sexually. That included everything. From dating a 14-year-old girl to a one-night stand with a female contortionist.
Wow.
To chatting up B-girls and prostitutes at nightclubs. Occasionally, he would go on holiday to Paris, taking long-since pals as Lamar Fyke and Red West.
Yeah, come on, boys.
Flirting with every chorus girl he met. One time, Fyke says, "We were staying at the Hotel Prince de Gaulle. It got so bad, the club would have to call us at the hotel to get the girls back after the show." Hold on, let me get the part about the killing babies. Because that's a good part. Here we go. When she first saw Elvis... Oh, this, I'm going all over the place. This is about Elvis dying. Hold on a second. Why is that in the sex? Oh, that's right, the beginning of the sex, when Ginger found him.
Right.
Now, hold on. This article is too confusing.
It's all over the place?
It's. Give me a second.
You were right in the middle of him with contortionists and B-movie girls.
Hold on. But then it goes like, it says go to page 87.
Right. I wonder how Lamar Fyke did with the girls.
Flirting with every chorus girl he saw. Elvis met his future wife. Let me see. Elvis loved petite women. Elvis loved only white cotton panties and bras.
Hey, yeah, we've talked about that before.
Stephen,
in the early 1960s, Elvis was a little more than a voyeur at his home in Graceland. He surrounded himself with beautiful women in Hollywood. He explained to Scylla his movie schedule precluded spending any time with her in California. Continued on page 124. Hey, Rob, do me a favor.
Yes.
Just find the part about Elvis being bad in bed. Okay. And just draw a big circle around it for me.
Did it have anything to do with his foot odor, Don?
We will get to that one as well, Mike. Hold on. You want to, let's see, how about...
Remind me, did we have the Sweet and Low story? Was that actually, have we done that before?
No.
I don't recall it.
No, that's new this year as well.
Okay.
Here we go.
And Richard Simmons is new, too.
Yep, that's new. How about Elvis's home pornography?
Very good. Ah, yes.
Have we gotten to that one? Oh, what happened to my music there? Thank you very much.
Much better.
In the mid-60s, Elvis got interested in porno. Not just looking at people through the two-way mirror he had on Penguin Way and Bellagio Road. Don't remember how he got these, but Elvis liked these Danish porno films.
This is when he's in L.A., right?
Yeah, about women having sex with animals.
Oh, dear.
Now, it wasn't an everyday thing, but Elvis liked it sometimes. Wow. He'd like to watch girls wrestle in those 8mm films. He had Alan go down to Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood and have films like that made of women making love. The one thing I refused to do was by an animal.
Good for
Elvis
you.
Ordered me to find two girls and an animal.
Oh, dear.
I came back with the girls. They were pretty all right. Elvis said, "God damn it, I told you, where is an animal?"
not a specific animal, a generic an animal.
That's what it says.
Yep, animal.
Wow. The girls were beautiful. I spent most of the night scouting them out.
I want an animal.
Sadly, Elvis would have nothing to do with them. He simply collected their panties. I paid each woman $100 and took them back to the flamingo.
Wow. Wait a minute. We've never had that.
No.
We have never. He collected their panties.
Yes. Elvis liked to look at certain things. He had certain sexual fantasies. He didn't like to see women totally nude. That turned him off more than it turned him on. Of course, he demanded they wear white cotton panties and white bras.
Where is my animal?
Even when Elvis watched movies with two women wrestling or making love,
right,
he would always say, why do they make the movies with the women naked? Why can't they make them with bras and panties?
That was Elvis's thing. He liked the lingerie. Can you imagine how Elvis would have thought about those Victoria's Secret ads nowadays?
I would love that.
About the white panties. Elvis fell in love with Peggy Fleming, the ice skater on TV.
Sure.
He loved to watch her skate because she always wore those white skating outfits. Every time she was on TV, he'd turn the volume up loud and tell everybody to shut up. He'd start talking. He'd say, man, she's gorgeous. She turns me on. Look at those white panties, man.
Look at those panties. I am fascinated.
In the spring of 1966, Elvis got one of the new early Sony video recorders. It was huge. The day it came, Elvis was making Spin Out. I remember hauling that 9-ton son of a bitch around. It seemed to have killed me. When Elvis first got that video machine, he started filming a few things here and there, and it finally dawned on him, hey, this sucker can be used for other things.
Yes.
I can make my own sex movie with women and animals.
Still on that. Bring me an animal.
When he was having the intercom installed at his home, it presented the perfect time to have a camera mounted. He even filmed Priscilla with that thing.
Wow.
I've seen those videotapes of Scylla with another girl in bed. They're wrestling in panties and bras.
Of course.
They certainly exist. Or they did. Priscilla said no animals. You know, I don't know why we've not. I don't know why we've never explored this part before.
All right, and here's something that's very telling that you had that I don't ever remember us having on an Elvis show. These videotapes exist somewhere.
Lamar,
like maybe they were, but I, you know, when we've had these guys on, I would have loved to ask like Red or Lamar whether the tapes, whether anybody has them, because you know somebody might have them.
Scylla probably got them destroyed.
Yeah, she probably did.
Don't think that Scylla was the only one that Elvis taped, because she wasn't. He taped 20 to 30 girls that he was going with. He was producer, director, and star all at once. In 66, we were coming home from California, and every time we would stop, Elvis would have the video recorder taken off the bus and carried up to his room. He would sit there and watch his sex tapes. One of our regular stops was the Western Skies Motel in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We checked in there, and Elvis called me and said, "Have someone go to the airport and meet this girl." She was from L.A. I said, "What's she doing here?" Elvis said, "I called her before I left and told her to meet me here." This was one of the girls that had been in Elvis's movies.
Wow.
We had to stay 4 goddamn days while Elvis played around with the video in the room. We were all pissed because we wanted to go home to our families. Lamar Fike. Elvis's movies with girls and animals were explicit, graphic, sexual videotapes. I think they're down and dirty.
Yeah. Wow, I never remember the whole thing about the animals. Pretty good stuff.
He liked the animals in white cotton panties.
and you know, not specifying the animals.
No, any
that's
animal
the interesting thing. They've held back that. I don't understand that.
Animal.
Animal. It could be anything you want, man. Just bring me an animal.